Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is proud to support the Aztec Highland Games and Celtic Music Festival, October 2nd and 3rd at Riverside Park in Aztec. Music from Big Patty, Smelter Mountain Boys, Patrick Crossing and Devil's Dram, and featuring the Highland Games Athletic Competition. Plus, Scottish vendors, food, and clans. Find out more online at AztecHighlandGames.com.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Cop Shop. I'm Chief Steve Hebby, and with me as always is the able and sparkling Nicole.
Sparkling, I like it. It's just us today.
No visitors.
I know.
No guests.
I really liked how we had like a good string of fire department visitors for a while.
We did. Yes.
Made me feel at home.
Yeah, I really wasn't, and so I'm kind of happier with this setting.
You like this setting better?
Yes, but it was a very good event we had last time. We were talking about the 9/11 stair climb. I survived it somehow.
But, I know. You
but I was a hurting unit by the end of it.
All of our climbers did really great.
Yep.
It was, so
if you didn't get a chance to come out for that this year, of course, next year they'll be running again. I don't know if they do it on September 11th, if it's a Thursday or a Wednesday, but it was a Saturday this time, so
yeah,
that worked out
so
well.
Yeah, so it worked out really well, yeah. I think they usually just try to do it as close, that Saturday is closest to it, if it's before or after, I think is usually what they do.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do next time, and so here's my New Year's resolution in September.
Oh, I like it.
Actually going to maybe walk a little bit before.
Before the climb?
Because I knew I wasn't able to walk much after the climb. My legs were not as happy as I was to be done, so.
It was pretty funny. I was on the field kind of before, just taking pictures of the honor guard and stuff like that as they were practicing. And they were almost to 343 climbers, mm-hmm. which is, you know, how many firefighters climbed on September 11th. And so they were trying to pressure me. They're like, go sign up. We only need five more people. And I just kept saying, no, I know some people. I'll text some people and see if they'll sign up. And no, I don't think so. But I really wanted to be like, look at me. Does it look like I've been like practicing for this? I'm not ready to climb this. Are you kidding? I'll die. There's a reason you have medics here.
Well, that's the only reason I do it is because, at least there's medics there if something goes wrong for
me. Yeah, no, I was like, maybe next year I'll prepare ahead of time and I'll climb. But they did, they went over 343, so they met their goal. They didn't need me. It was fine.
Well, they need you next year.
Next year.
But I definitely will practice. That was my third time doing it, and with each passing year, I can tell you, it hurts a little bit more.
Yeah. So. I commend, like, the young guys who put on their full turnouts.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
And, whew, that's a lot. Yeah, but so, they made for some really great pictures, I will say.
So if you haven't ever come out and seen it, the fire department does a very good job with that. Honors those who gave their lives on September 11th. I do agree with the motto, we should never forget them. And it's a great event. I'll keep doing it, but I got to practice more, I'll tell you that. So.
Phil Logan, that was on our show before the event, he did a great job, I thought, with the video beforehand. And they put together a really, really great event, I thought.
Yeah. And then we had a busy week ourselves this week.
We did, yeah.
We had our community forum that occurred on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And that was virtual this year, which was unfortunately my decision to make. I was hopeful that we were going to be able to have an in-person one. I think you get a lot better feel, and I'm not just sitting in some studio talking to a camera. roughly like we're doing right now, as a matter of fact. You actually have some interaction with the public. So it would have been good, but the state of the COVID flare-up again is something I wanted to keep us away from. So we did it virtually, and I thought we did a good job. I had lots of interaction with the public, and Scott was there.
Look, Scott's on the screen. If you're watching us, Scott's on the screen. Yeah. Scott was our moderator. He did a great job. I'm really glad he stuck with us through changing from in person to virtual. And he was a trooper, because that was kind of last minute. We were really hoping that we were going to be able to have it in person. I was holding out for that.
So. Yes. Yeah. So September 15th was the last update from the governor on the public health order, and we felt like in the wake of that, we shouldn't risk exposing anybody to any large group. And so we did it virtually again this year. That was our second time doing that. We will start these again, probably in the spring would be my guess. We'll have another one. But we talked about a variety of different topics that have been big in policing over the last 6 months. One was the new legislation on HB4 on suing the police under the Civil Rights Act. Another was the legalization of marijuana. Definitely both of those are, I mean, they're newer things, and so we don't have all the answers yet. Really, in particular, we don't have the answers on marijuana legislation yet. We'll see how that all shakes out. We know it's legal for the most part, with some restrictions that are still being worked out. And the lawsuit one, we'll see how that goes as we move forward. But then we had questions from the public and lots of questions on traffic.
Yeah, we did have a lot of questions about just, you know, the traffic lights that have been removed around the city recently, and then, you know, getting a traffic trailer to your neighborhood and things like that, which was good. I'm glad that we were able to hopefully answer some of those. We settled a marriage dispute.
We
hopefully,
did.
Hopefully we settled it. I don't know.
maybe not favorably, but it was over whether you can change lanes in an intersection. And you know, I think it's good for us as a command staff. Scott and I were talking about this before the show this morning here. It's good for us to hear, because we're thinking of you know, the training and lawsuits and policies. And then when you're actually talking to the public, they're worried about animals and traffic and speeding. And it's a good reminder of, okay, here's where the majority of our public's focus is right now. And, you know, the other part of that is that's not every community. A lot of communities, you know, it's homicides and sexual assaults, and that is not plaguing us here, fortunately. So
we are fortunate that that's what they're worried about, you know, our community's worried about. And I think that there were some things that we've done recently that we haven't really shouted from the rooftops about, but we got to talk about a little bit. Like, we had our the whole month of August, every weekend we had a big kind of operation where officers were showing a heavier presence in and around Brookside Park and 20th Street. And the whole goal of that was just, we had received a lot of complaints about the park, and we had responded to several calls that weren't typical for that area. So we felt like it was something that we needed to kind of zero in on and show a lot of enforcement in that area. And it resulted in several arrests each weekend. Mm-hmm. And then just letting people know the parks close at 10, and that's that.
And then the officers were showing their presence on 20th Street as well, which is one that we do get a lot of traffic complaints on. So that was, you know, that's something I think you're right, that the public doesn't always know that goes on. But if you remember, you were in the meeting where we started focusing on Brookside Park mm-hmm. as a concern. Mm-hmm. We were actually talking about other issues of crime that our officers are responding to, and how are we doing on those initiatives. And it came up from our patrol officers that, look, Brookside's been far less under control than we would like it to be. And so from that, we organized an overtime detail. We had our officers out on Friday and Saturday nights, mm-hmm. and really showing presence there and trying to clean up the park and shut down some of the problems. And I know that they were being thanked by families, and we had a nice picture of them all together out there. And so those are the things that we are doing at the station. Sometimes it you know, we don't talk about it enough with the public. What are we doing behind the scenes? But you have a chance to influence that as well. You know, let us know where there's problem areas, and maybe we're a little slower on picking up what a problem that is. And when we actually sit down and start looking at it, we're going to throw some extra resources at it and try and fix your problem.
And I think that Brookside Park is such a great park in our city, but all of our parks are so beautiful. Our parks department is so amazing. But I think that Brookside is something, a place where so many families gather. It's pretty central in the city, and you know, you can play volleyball. There's a really great playgrounds. You can play tennis, right? There's tennis courts there, and basketball, and the skate park. Like, there's just kind of something for everyone in your family. So it was really great that the officers were able to kind of show that presence, so families still feel welcome in the park and safe in the park.
Right, which is, you know, we focus a lot on Berg Park and the Riverwalk, and for obvious reasons, and it is, you know, kind of the jewel of our park system, which is an extensive park system. And from a police department perspective, sometimes that's a challenge to have a presence in all of those different parks. Mm-hmm. You know, we have our park rangers out there. We do the best that we can, but you're talking 24 hours a day, every park in the city. So when something like this flares up, even citizens and that forum is something that, you know, we do like to do so that we do get feedback from you on where do you see problem areas that we need to help get under control so that you can enjoy them. And in this case, you know, I think it was a problem, and I think our officers wound up making a bunch of arrests, and we did issue a bunch of citations. And then since we were out there, you know, we also were out showing the flag on 20th Street, you know, trying to control traffic and some of the speeding that we've seen.
Yeah. No, I think it was successful overall. And then I think that kind of segues us into the Real-Time Crime Center, which we talked about. And there weren't a lot of questions about that, so I hope that we've done some good outreach with the community so that they kind of understand what it is and what it isn't.
Right.
Do not use facial recognition technology.
No.
We don't ever plan to, and it's not something that we're not looking to violate anyone's rights with them. They're all in public spaces where you're being videoed anyway, probably by a nearby business.
Sure.
So I thought that Captain Crumb always does a great job of kind of explaining that. That's his project, and he does a great job with it.
He does. That, you know, I mean, citizens have the right to privacy, but you also have a right not to be attacked or injured or when you're out in public. And so one of the challenges for the police department is to blend that, right? I mean, part of our job is to protect your rights and make sure you're free to go about and do anything you want to do in your life. But the other part of that is that you're safe to be able to go and do all of that. So there's the tightrope we're walking. And, you know, I really am I am a huge advocate of the Real-Time Crime Center. I really think it will change the way that we police here in Farmington over the next decade, that our officers now will be able to solve cases that previously we just would not have been able to solve. But, you know, I am also sensitive to the fears of some of our citizens that this is Big Brother watching them. And so we have solid policies in place to make sure that does not occur. And we are excited about some of the fines that we've already had, some of the cases that we've already solved. I think you will see as we go along, as we roll out some of these cases for you over the next few years, things that the police department just would not have had a presence at, and we would not have been able to solve. And we're going to have, you know, here's the evidence, and we're going to be making arrests on it.
Yeah, and if you didn't tune in, forum is on our Facebook page. You can go back and watch it. Captain Crumb does talk about a couple of the recent successes that we've had that involve the Real-Time Crime Center. And then, of course, we also posted it to our YouTube. So I took a recording of it and posted it on our YouTube channel as well if you're not a Facebooker.
Good. And, you know, the two going hand in hand, the Real-Time Crime Center is going to play a role as we build out the Lake Farmington recreational area. And that's been growing. If you remember, just a few years ago, couldn't swim in the lake. You know, a few people maybe would be out there for hiking around it just because it looks nice. But we weren't using it as a city. And it's really over the last few years, we've really opened it up. Lots of people are using it. That really does stress the police department from a safety perspective again. We've had, you know, a number of incidents out there, in particular drownings that occur, but other crime as well. And so that's all new for us, that a few years ago with the same size department, we didn't have that. And that's not right in the heart of the city where we get to it easily with our officers. It's out on the fringes. So the ability for us to put cameras in there and see what's going on as we're building out a campground, and as we've got you know, picnic areas and beach areas, and actually have some idea of what's going on out there so that we can keep people safe when they come out there. You know, I'm excited about what that'll look like, because that is definitely a challenge that has been keeping me up at night. through the last few years, that is a difficult one for us to police effectively, absent the technology. So I really think the Real-Time Crime Center gives us a unique opportunity to make people aware that the police are still there, and even if we're not physically there, and we're going to solve crime if it happens out there.
Yeah. And I just think that makes people feel safer when, you know, they're using the facility. I think that it's a great asset to our community. I had some people visiting from out of town, and I was like, yeah, let's just run out here. It's not too far from my house. And they got out there, and they were like, wow, you wouldn't even know this is here. This is really great and relaxing. And it was busy that day. So I think that people are enjoying it. It is a really great asset. But it is hard to patrol because it is on the fringe. And, yeah, we don't have more officers than we did.
No.
So we've got to – I really hope that that expands kind of together with our technology as the parks expand it.
Now, that you actually hit on another topic that we talked about some and that we've done some work on. Recently, and that's recruitment. These are difficult days for police officers. I was just looking at my phone again and saw three Orlando officers were just attacked. An Independence, Missouri police officer, 22 years old, was in training. He was shot and killed. I mean, these are difficult times for the police in general. And there's more scrutiny and more pressure on our officers. With things like HB4 that we've talked about on the show. That all can be a real dissuader from folks exploring policing as a career. But the truth is, it's still a great career, and you're still doing something that matters every day. You're still talking about keeping people, your neighbors, your family safe, and how we go about doing that in a professional manner is, you know, an absolute noble occupation. And so we are recruiting heavily, and as part of that, we actually did a recruitment video.
We did. We worked with Zia Media, which is a local company, and they did a fantastic job. They really talked to us a lot about what is it that we're looking for, what kind of candidate are we looking for, and then they made it happen. So I think... Do you have sound, Scott?
We have sound this week.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's watch
this. Wow, technology is improving here every day. I'll give you a little taste of the video for a couple minutes, and then...
It's a long one, but it really covers a lot about, you know, what it is to work for our department, and then, you know, what it's like to train in our department, and what it's like to live in Farmington, because we definitely want to highlight what a fantastic area we live in, so.
And then when we come back, we'll have Nicole kind of finish off with a couple of songs. So, thank you.
Look towards the danger. Look, want to go out, help out whenever you can.
Being a police officer is 100% a calling. I want to bring that kind of compassion and not just treat it as a job, because this isn't just a job. It's got to be in you to want to help people.
Farmington is in need of good men and women who want to keep their community safe. And the importance of policing right now is we don't do this for fame, we don't do this for fortune. We do it because we genuinely care about our communities and we want to make a difference. We want people to stay safe and to know that they've got people behind them who are working to keep them safe in their community.
Honestly, I love my job. I love the agency I work for. I've been here a long time. I love getting out there and interacting with the public, and it drives me to get up every day and get ready for work, and it's a great place to work.
It has so many opportunities to get to know different cultures.
The people here are awesome. We see all the terrible stuff on the news, and you know, people are rioting, they're burning down the cities, and here I park and type a report or go do follow-up and they're thanking me. And I live here, I work here, I train here. You keep that motivation to go to work every day because you know the people that you're serving want you there and they appreciate you.
About Farmington, what I like the most is just that I can go outside and every day is a brand new adventure. To be honest, I just go outside and I just stare up at the sky because I can see stars here. I couldn't see stars in New York. ever.
A lot of outdoor activities, I guess, biking. If you're an outdoors person, this is the place to be.
They're very big supporters here of making sure you're getting that family balance, and that's one of the things I like about it most also.
And just within our agency, a lot of your colleagues, I mean, they become your family.
It's an excellent place to raise a family. It's a great place to adventure out, you know, off duty and do a lot of recreational things. Golfing, we've got one of the best golf courses in the nation right here in Farmington. You can be at 10,000 feet in 2 hours camping, and you can be out on the lake water skiing in less than an hour, and it's just all those opportunities are great. I've got to travel the nation through trainings and through different law enforcement opportunities, and we're right up there with the cream of the crop.
One of the major reasons why I chose FPD was because of so many different options that we have within our agency. It's not like other agencies.
The training that I've received has been honestly the best of the best.
We don't want you to be stagnant. We want you to be better at what you're doing, and if we can figure out where you want to go, we'll help you get there. Farmington, we see everything. We've dealt with all the crimes, we deal with all the people, we see all the different areas, different opportunities.
So that is our amazing, spectacular recruiting video. I just love it so much. I could just watch it and watch it.
It is very good. They did a great job.
They really did. ZM Media did a wonderful job.
And it's good to hear from the officers themselves. You know, they've got to have me on there a little bit, but we've got the officers talking about the job and what it's like for them on a day-to-day basis and how they feel about that job.
And none of that was scripted. The lieutenant over training and recruiting just would pull them and be like, hey, you, I need you to do an interview today. And they'd be like, well, what questions are they going to ask me? And he'd be like, it's fine. They're going to ask you some questions. It's fine. And so it was, none of that was planned. They all spoke from their heart. It was very genuine and just great. They said some amazing things.
Very good. Really. We've got a busy weekend coming up here in Farmington. Just like the video shows, there's a lot of things to do in Farmington, and Nicole's got a list of activities and events going on.
I do. I have a whole list here because I got to looking just to see what we could kind of talk about today, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much going on in the city this weekend. So the first thing is the Farmington Public Library is having their book sale. So you can fill a box for $20. That is amazing. That's a great deal.
I'm totally
taking my kids because they're all pretty decent readers. Like, they read quite often. And so that is a smoking deal. And then it's National Public Lands Day on Saturday. So the BLM is hosting several trash cleanups. The Glade Run, East and West. And then there's an Aztec one and a Bloomfield one. If you go to City of Farmington, their Facebook page, or actually any of their social media, you can find a link to sign up. And they're giving away prizes, I think, to people that help with the trash cleanup. And which really, through the pandemic, we really relied on our public lands. I think a lot of people did to get out, but still be, you know, physically distancing. And so it's a good opportunity to take care of those lands that we relied on so heavily. And then the Farmington Museum is having their real night at the museum. So there'll be live music. They're going to have tractor rides. I think it's a cool event. I love that movie, Night at the Museum. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Oh, you would love it.
I will have to go.
It's salty. You would like it.
All right. I'll maybe have to check that out.
Well, and my kids love that movie, too. So, and that's, I think, just such a cool idea and cool event. Oh, and it's free. Then, of course, the Farmington Growers Market is always going from 8 to 12. And, well, not always, but during the growing season at the Gateway Museum. And it's always a fun time.
And we're nearing the end of that season, so get out and show the flag there. That I've been to, and it actually is great.
It is great. We got a watermelon last time we went, and it was so delicious. Yep. So good. And then just one last shameless plug. American Red Cross is looking for volunteers. So, like, they need a lot of volunteers. They need a lot of help in our area. So if you go to redcross.org/volunteer, Or I'm sure if you just go to the American Red Cross website, you can find information on how to volunteer in our area.
So a chance to make a difference in your community without being a police officer. But with that, we'll kind of wrap it up. Thank you again for being here, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.